net down on the bottom of the ground so they couldn't go in under it. No. And a moccasin snake round up around his body, you know. And he got out and went up on the bank, held his head in his hand, you know, where he couldn't bite it. And he got out and went up on the bank and on and killed it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was winding up around his body, you know. They can't bite you under the water. But they're kind of a poison snake themselves, those water moccasins. And some of them get 4, 5, 6 feet long. Great big thing. And they lay upon a log in there, you know, till they're disturbed, then they go right in under the water. But that one was just winding up around his body.
What do people fish for around here?
Huh?
What kind of fish do you have around here?
Fish? Well, mostly catfish and drum and there's some bass, not many, and all, that's about the main part of fish and all is catfish and have some snapper and all, but the mostly thing is catfish.
Got any crappie?
Yeah, there's some, but then people don't go for that much, you know. Catfish. Some of these here cafes and all advertise all the catfish you need for $2, a little over $2, you know. I don't know where they get them. They probably buy them out of some place where they catch a lot of fish, you know. They're having good luck fishing up on the lake and all. Above the dam.
The people around here use boats much?
Yeah, lots of boats.
Do they use these boats that you had to paddle?
Yeah, they go out here with those oars, you know. They go out here with them. Most of them got motors on them, though.
What do they call that boat that you have to paddle?
I forget now what they do call it. But anyway, there's a paddle on each side of it. It roared along, or maybe just one. One man was here and take a stroke over here and a stroke over there and go along with it.
They call it a rowboat?
Rowboat, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Call it a rowboat.
You ever heard it called a John boat?
A what?
A John boat.
No, I don't believe it has.
You know, if your wife has to go to town to buy some material for her dress, she might take a little square of cloth with her to make sure that she gets the right color. What does she call that?
To get the what?
You know, if she's going to buy some material for a dress, she might take along a little piece of the material with her to match it up.
Yeah.
What does she call that little piece of material?
Well, it wouldn't be a scrap piece, would it?
Yeah. You ever heard it called a sample?
Sample, or a scrap piece. Yeah. To match whatever she would go buy.
Does your wife do any sewing?
Huh?
Does your wife make any of her own clothes?
No. Lots of times she maybe will overhaul a dress, do something to it, take it up or do something else to it. But she don't make any of her own clothes. She got plenty of them in there. Yeah.
Is that right? I meant to ask you, how many were in your family?
In my family?